In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Senior Vice President for Global Marketing Dan Hallstrom explains what this means for the U.S. industry.
This basically takes us from having a limited number of plants that are able to export to Peru to all of our beef plants. So this is really an opportunity for more volume. Beef offals are really the cornerstone of their market. Across the table, beef offals are in high demand, but especially tripe and hearts. Tripe specifically, there could be 10 or 15 different types of tripe that are marketed down there in the marketplace. So this is an excellent opportunity to add value to the carcass. If you were to put all the tripe and a lot of these offal items back on the U.S. market, you would have no doubt a lot less value. In some cases, there may be even no value in the U.S. market. So this is really incremental value being added on to these markets like Peru that really specialize in the variety of meats. And it's not to say that Peru isn't a market for muscle cuts as well. It is. There's definitely a high-end demand that is also an incremental opportunity. Probably not the largest opportunity, but an opportunity nonetheless for U.S. exporters.
Hallstrom notes that U.S. pork is also making inroads in Peru.
It's not nearly as big a market for pork, but it is a growing market for pork. And, you know, 5 years ago, we exported less than $1 million per year of pork to Peru, and we've seen it go up to $9 million last year. So especially into the further processing sector and some into retail, we are seeing demand for both muscle cuts and variety meats as well into Peru. So from a multi-species perspective, a lot of these players are the same, be it distributors, be it retailers. So we're definitely leveraging the two species together to get a most bang for the buck.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.